But instead of a crown, York's head acquired a pike after he was killed in battle with the Queen's loyalists. His young son took up the claim and was crowned Edward IV. Edward enjoyed great military success against the Lancasters. Henry was captured, while Margaret fled into exile with their reportedly cruel son, Edward of Westminster. But the newly crowned king made a tragic political mistake by backing out of his arranged marriage with a French princess to secretly marry the widow of a minor noble. This alienated his most powerful ally, the Earl of Warwick. Warwick allied with the Lancasters, turned Edward's jealous younger brother, George, against him, and even briefly managed to restore Henry as king. But it didn't last. Edward recaptured the throne, the Lancaster prince was killed in battle, and Henry himself died in captivity not long after. The rest of Edward IV's reign was peaceful, but upon his death in 1483, the bloodshed resumed. Though his 12-year-old son was due to succeed him, Edward's younger brother Richard III declared his nephews illegitimate due to their father's secret marriage. He assumed the regency himself and threw the boys in prison. Though no one knows what ultimately became of them, after a while the princes disappeared and Richard's power seemed secure. But his downfall would come only 2 years later from across the narrow sea of the English Channel. Henry Tudor was a direct descendant of the first Duke of Lancaster, raised in exile after his father's death in a previous rebellion. With Richard III's power grab causing a split in the York faction, Henry won support for his royal claim. Raising an army in France, he crossed the Channel in 1485 and quickly defeated Richard's forces. And by marrying Elizabeth of York, elder sister of the disappeared princes, the newly crowned Henry VII joined the two roses, finally ending nearly a century of war. We often think of historical wars as decisive conflicts with clearly defined winners and losers. But the Wars of the Roses, like the fiction they inspired, show us that victories can be uncertain, alliances unstable, and even the power of kings as fleeting as the seasons.